But in between them ridges, that was cotton fields.
Yeah.
Right back here, they made 65 bales of cotton right back here. Right back there, that past what you see back there. And
you didn't say but one of them.
On the whole island. One bale of cotton.
Okay. Now, you look up in the sky and you say, I don't like the look of those black
clouds.
Now, on a day when the sun is out and there are no clouds around, you say, I believe we're going to have a
bad weather, a stormy weather, see clouds, you see, shower.
Then an opposite kind of day, you say, well, we're going to have a...
Well, the sunshine, the clouds, it'll break, and we'll have a nice sunshine day.
Okay. And then on the type day when there's no sun and the clouds are all over everything,
this is a cloudy...
Gloomy day?
Gloomy day, yes.
Do you have any ways of knowing about the weather yourself? Here, you want to read that off and say the weather starts to, looks like the weather starts getting cloudier and the wind begins to die down. You say, I believe the weather is...
Broke. I believe we'll have a change of weather. I believe the weather's, the bad weather's over.
How do you tell about weather around here?
Well, most of the time, I don't even listen to that. I don't believe half of it. But most people listen if it's going to rain tomorrow or how much the weatherman says. Most of them on TV, they listen to TV. But I don't worry about it very much. I don't say how much. Because I don't worry about it. What comes, I take it. What goes, I let it go.
Can you tell by looking at the sky or anyway? Or
no.
Listening to the wind or something like that?
I never learned any of those superstitious ways. But I know there's such a thing.
Well, some people can tell.
If you know the tide, if you know about the tide, if you know when the tide goes up or goes down, or even the clouds, I hear people predict things, and sometimes it happens.
Like a man, when he's out on the sea, you've got to look after
him. Yeah, you got to know the stars and the moon and the tide. And,
to be able to look after
To know how to travel.
Look after it.
Yeah, it's fishing too. A lot of people know when to fish and when not to fish.
When you get a heavy rain or a hard rain, if you had about an inch of rain in an hour, you say you had a regular...
Well, we got a pour down.
Other names you say, boy, it was
a
frog strain.
No, I don't...
What about if there's a lot of lightning popping?
Well, you call it a thunderstorm.
Get any bad winds here?
Not too often, but occasionally you get blow winds that'll twist all the limbs and twist the trees, knock trailers down. Occasionally, not.
Has it done any damage to your land?
No, not lately.
What did Audrey do?
Oh, Audrey flooded. She flooded through my store. Had a grocery store, and flooded through the grocery store, took the top off of my house.
And blew.
Oh, yes. But the water come, you see, my house over there was right here. And the water come in there, just under the door, the water, come in that in the house.
And that was the hardest wind was ever.
Yeah, that was about the worst weather we've ever had.
The hardest the wind has ever
blown, yeah.
Around here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it'd be the hardest it ever blown, but just about as hard.
Never.
Never did. You know what? We never did get hurt. Nothing happened to leave us. I remember 1917. They had a storm, rain and high water and wind, and the house almost went off the block, but it didn't. We'd have to leave the house. It went off the block, but it never.
If the wind is coming from that direction, you say the wind.
No.